Cold frames can really make a difference in extending your shoulder season harvests. We're framing up some cold weather options next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Beat the cold this winter with a simple cold frame. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners discusses how easy it can be.
You know, it's funny you talk about people not thinking about it now. It was a Saturday before Thanksgiving. I put my first cold frame out for the season. I finally got around to making one. And I planted seeds. You know, right now, I haven't got any of my seeds actually going yet, but you can really do a lot depending on the season. Now, since we're getting into the shorter months, a lot of seeds are going to respond to that shorter day length and just ignore trying to sprout if they're planted any later than right now. But just around the corner in mid-January, it'll be time you can start planting in a cold frame again. So never get complacent that, oh, it's the winter, I can't grow anything, I can't plant out, I can't do that. You can do a lot of stuff. And they'll be out there munching on some radishes or maybe some early lettuce greens. And it doesn't cost a lot. Now, for my cold frame, I spent $10 for wood on it. And I could have done it with scrap wood, but I wanted this one to be a little bit nicer. And the plastic, you know, I'm not sure what that cost because honestly, I got it as part of payment on a project. Me videoing the cold frame construction is what it came down to. And so I don't know what that costs, but it's not excessive to buy some good, cheap plastic. You want something that's got a little bit of sun resistance, but other than that, you can go with a pretty cheap plastic. So easy. I put it flush with the wood. I went a little bit more expensive on my wood. I got 2x6s.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.